Ovoidism was a deconstruction and a reconstruction. At the same time, it was a metaphor for the freedom to think. If we're going to talk about self-determination, self-governance, self-rule, then one has to free oneself and free one's own mind. And if you try to free yourself from colonialism or free yourself from your own identities, to freely think about something. I was thinking about the world, how polluted it is. How did we get here? I was thinking about my brother, the salmon. I was thinking about my brother, the bear, and all my relations. And I created the idea, the symbolism of design, a conceptual design of thinking, patterns and forms. And sometimes it's hard to create a painting like Suicide Indian. When you're thinking about a fetal alcoholic abortion, when you're thinking about the Picton farm, that's scary thinking. And so it is about all of those things, is that sometimes there's no picture that you can really render for what you're really thinking about. If I want to say something politically, I will say it. The titles will allow me to make that statement. That is where ovoidism allows me to think and say the things that I want to say, not so much as a visual statement of how I visually see the world, what it does to document and record history.